Treading the Sunlight, written by Insert Something Meaningful, and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Luke slash Han, with the additional tags of minor Leia slash Han, post-canon, trans Luke, first kiss, getting together, fluff, polyamory negotiations, and bisexual Han Solo. Dawn was already graying the skies over the forest moon of Endor when Luke Skywalker heard familiar footsteps sidle up to him. "Hey, kid," murmured Han Solo in greeting, before he leaned against the balcony's railing with a huff and put a half-empty cup of something onto the roughly hewn wood next to Luke's elbow. "Hey, Han," Luke gave back, smiling. "Had a long night?" Han snorted, and his trademark lopsided smirk tugged one corner of his lip upwards. The celebration of their victory over the Empire had indeed carved deep lines into his face, laughter lines around his eyes and mouth and none on his brow, as Luke found with satisfaction, and he groaned when he rubbed a hand over his mouth. "You could say that, Luke." Luke's grin widened at the mention of his name, a name he had chosen for himself, and which fitted who he really was. He was no more that blonde, blue-eyed farm girl from Tatooine. Sith's hell, he had never been. Not really, and now, with his hair cut short and his bosom tied neatly and flatly to his chest, he was as much of a man as Wedge or Han or Lando. "What are you here for, then? Where's Leia?" "She already asleep," he bored on, turning to look at Han and propping his hip up on the balcony rail. With Ewok's short build, it was low even for him. "Last I heard, she was trying to teach 3PO a traditional dance from Alderaan." "That would be true," Han sighed wistfully, and that faraway look he always got when he thought about Leia seeped into his eyes. Sometimes, Luke wondered if Han's face looked the same when Han thought about him. "I left her with the Wookiee. Chewie knows how important she is to me, and I'll look to it that she doesn't fall out of a treehouse." Luke hummed noncommittally and flicked his eyes down to follow the meandering path of a tiny bug over the wood of the railing. Everyone liked Leia. She was pretty and smart and assertive, and there was a certain charm about her that made everybody look twice after her, men and women and non-humans alike. And Luke, well, he had gotten better during his training as a Jedi, more confident, certainly, but he was still none of those things. "Hey, kid," Han said again, softer this time, and something in his tone made Luke look up and meet his jade eyes with bated breath. "Your hand." "What about it?" Luke uncrossed his arms to hold the one which had been severed just below the elbow away from his body. In the muted light of the dawn, the scarring looked better than it had in a long time. "The mechanism was all mangled from the Emperor's force lightning, so I took it off. No use in lugging around a dead piece of wires and cogs, is there?" Wordlessly, Han reached out and gently cradled the stump in his hands. Luke's breath stuttered in his throat. Han didn't seem to notice as he studied the scar tissue closely, as though it was a mechanical contraption in and of itself, before he looked up and asked, "You have someone for repairs?" "Sure," Luke swallowed once, dryly. "But I'm not in a hurry. The Force is there when I really need..." "Oh, the Force," Han groaned, letting Luke's arm stump slip from his grasp at once. "Why do you still care for that old dusty religion? The fight's over, kid. We can all go back to being farmers and pilots and, I don't know, princesses." "But I don't want to go back." Biting down on how much he missed the warmth of Han's hands on his arm, Luke turned around and looked out over the sea of trees and ferns, the lush leaves shifting this and that way in the slight morning breeze. "I'm a Jedi, Han, and I know there must be others like me out there. Leia already is strong with the Force, anyway, and she says I should keep searching for others, for the ones I can teach. You know, for the ones who will help me protect and rebuild the galaxy." There came an unnerved grunt from his left, but Luke didn't care enough to turn and look. The creaking of the wooden planks beneath his feet already told him that Han was pacing back and forth in frustration. Sometimes you drive me up the wall. Do you know that, Luke? And there it was again, that certain softness in Han's voice, which Luke had thought he only imagined the first time around. The Force. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen what it can do. But it's just such an old-fashioned belief. So unpopular. And I don't think you'll find anyone who will care to give everything up just to lift cups of tea with his mind and swish a fancy lightsaber around. Astonished, Luke turned back around at last. Just because I want others to feel empowered as I do doesn't mean I'll give up everything else. And the Force is not unpopular. He closed his eyes, focused on the tendrils of power he could feel flowing through every living and dead thing around him. And then Han stumbled forward where he was standing behind Luke, and only just so succeeded in keeping Luke and himself from tumbling over the low balcony railing by gripping it tightly to both sides of Luke's waist. Does that feel unpopular? Demanded Luke, grinning even though he had to crane his neck backward to look Han in the eye. Standing chest to chest, Han towered a good half a head over him. Huh. With one corner of his mouth pulled up in a nervous smirk, Han seemed to be looking everywhere but down at Luke. No, of course it doesn't, and you know it. I was just thinking that if you continue to run around and play Jedi, you'll always be off on those secret missions or whatever you were doing in the Dagobah system. It's like you're always leaving me and Leia. Luke faltered. Were his ears starting to play tricks on him? So it's not actually my belief that's bothering you. You just want me to stick around? Look, kid. But Luke wasn't listening. Gripping the rail behind himself with his one hand, he braced himself on the crook of Han's elbow with the stump of his other arm, leaned up on his tiptoes, and brushed his lips against the corner of Han's mouth. The kiss was nothing special. Han's stubble grated a little, and they had both drunk too much to still smell acceptable. But it was, well, it was something, and Luke liked it. Then he pulled back, saw Han's gobsmacked face, and immediately wished he could take it all back. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, he stuttered, blushing, and made to duck out from under Han's arms, but the space pilot already had a firm grip on his elbow. No, Luke. Han's breathing had quickened, and his pupils were blown wide. It's good, but I just thought, I'm already robbing the cradle by being with Leia. Not sure she would be so happy if I... Well, he gestured helplessly between Luke and himself, his grip on Luke's arm tightening. The first tendrils of sunlight were making their way through the canopy overhead, and Luke flushed an even deeper shade of red as he realized that Han would soon be able to read his face like an open book. We talked, he began, unable to lift his eyes from the shined tips of his black leather boot, and I told her that I fancied you from the start, just like she did. There, Han huffed in triumph, and Luke did his best not to glare at the unsuspecting woodworm crawling over the planks by his feet. And she said that, for the time being, it'd be okay if I made a move.
Made a move.
Han's chuckle permeated the air like a flutter of bird wings.
By demonstrating to me how very much not unpopular the Force is.
Scowling, Luke tugged at Han's hold on his elbow. Look, Han, it was a spur of the moment thing. If you're just going to laugh about it. Whoa, hey, I'm not. Scrambling to grip Luke's shoulders, Han looked out at him and said, softer this time, I'm really not laughing. I just never thought you felt, you know, the same. Then you're an oblivious idiot. The corner of Han's eyes crinkled up, all humor and muffled laughter.
Maybe. And I'd be a liar, too, if I told you I didn't regret never asking.
And then Han leaned down and pressed his lips to Luke's in a real, honest kiss. Saying the world slowed around them would have been a lie. Saying the chirping of the waking birds and the rushing of the wind in the trees faded to nothing would have been a lie. But saying that Luke's knees went all weak, in a pleasant way, and that his head was suddenly emptied of all thoughts and anxieties, that would have been to speak the absolute truth. Back up on his tiptoes, Luke slipped his intact arm around Han's shoulders and moaned softly as their lips slid against each other. Han's hand snuck around to squeeze the small of his back and pull him closer until their hips touched, and when they drew back this time, they were both wearing equally goofy smiles. Maybe I should tell you more often that the Force is an unpopular religion, Han conceded, and tucked a strand of hair back behind Luke's ear. Luke shook his head, though it did nothing to lessen his smile. And I should prove you wrong more often. Somewhere in the undergrowth below them, a bird began to sing the day awake, and the first tender rays of sunshine sparkled over the horizon, catching Luke's must-blonde locks and Han's laughter lines.
Luke's jaw cracked noisily when he yawned, barely managing to hide it behind his arm stump. Where did you say our sleeping quarters were again? Han slipped his arm into Luke's and hit a yawn, too. I'll walk you there and join you. Almost can't see straight myself. And so it came that after a whole day of fighting and a whole night of feasting, Luke Skywalker, the Jedi Knight who had helped bring the Empire down once and for all, went to sleep in Han Solo's arms, exhausted, battered, and happy beyond relief. The end. Written by, insert something meaningful.
Bleh.
Written by, insert something meaningful.
Meh.
Written by, insert something meaningful. I have said this author's name before. Insert something meaningful. The mechanism was all mangled from the Emperor. Bleh. Biting down on how much he missed the warmth of Han's. But And I don't think you'll find anyone who will care to give everything up just the left lip. And they had both drunk too much to lip. Han's stubble grated a little, and they had both drunk too much to still smell. And they had both drunk too much to. Oh my goodness gracious, that is a hard one for me today. Made a mood.